Second community connection for you on this Wednesday morning. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with Ann Knight, and at least on the piece of paper that I've got in front of me, actress, but I think I'm also going to include the words writer and a few other things. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good morning.
You are going to be performing a piece, I guess, that you wrote, and kind of a biographical piece about your grandmother, Friday night at the Heritage Theater Cafe in Dewey.
That's correct.
Well, Giz is a great host. You'll have a good time, and it's a great space to perform in, and I have no doubt people will be coming out to hear what you have to say. I want to start, first of all, it's a monologue, right?
Yes.
So you're going to be telling a historical story about your grandmother.
Correct.
Well, is there a title to it? Should I be referring to this as some specific title?
The title is Beyond the Tomb, and I'd like to thank Giz,
Sure. First
of all, for inviting me back, because this is my second performance now at the Heritage, and also to Joe Sears, who's just been the greatest encourager in the world.
So. He has a gift, doesn't he?
Yes, he's wonderful.
Yeah, and he has had a good time with his Salties, but that's another topic, so we'll leave that for some other time. I think Joe's coming in either later this week or early next week to talk about that. The story, as I understand it, is your grandmother, as you had a dream, a vision. You saw her coming out of her tomb, right?
Yes, I did, and it wasn't a eerie, spooky. In my mind, I saw my grandmother, and this is my paternal grandmother, my little 4 foot, 8 inch tall French grandmother, come out of her above ground tomb in the oldest cemetery in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And she comes out and she tells her story.
Now, as I think about it, I think this is a cemetery in the French Quarter, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is the oldest cemetery. It is St. Louis Cathedral Cemetery number 1.
No, right where that one is. Okay. I guess I'll let you tell your story, but first of all, it was this event that led you to be able to want to tell the story, right?
Well, I have had was never allowed to be with my grandmother, so I always, there was something missing in my life, and hopefully, prayerfully, in the monologue, if there's someone in the audience that is having dynamics like this in their family, they'll realize the importance of grandparents, because my mother and her relationship with my paternal grandmother, with my father's mother, that relationship was so fractured, no one ever knew why, but I was not even allowed to speak to my grandmother. And so it made it very, very uncomfortable. But there was always that longing in my heart. And also, I loved New Orleans. I've always loved it since I was a little girl.
It's a wonderful city.
And we would go there, and the history. And my ancestry goes back to the before colonization, my family. And so my roots are, I always joke and say, if I stuck a stick in southern Louisiana and pulled it out, I'd have some of my DNA on it. So.
Well, just to, first of all, I'll say regional dialects can be as small as a corner of a state. Sometimes we think of a Mississippi dialect, a dialect, or a Florida dialect, or a Texas dialect, but I think New Orleans as a city has its own dialect, a different form of Cajun than you would find in, let's say, Shreveport.
So, correct.
Yeah.
And I researched a lot of the history that was going on, because my grandmother was born in 1874, and so the story is from 1874 until her death in 1961. And I spoke with one of my cousins who's older than myself, and she helped me do some research on exactly at this time in history how the French speaking, because my grandmother was, you know, that was her native tongue, was mm-hmm. French, would have pronounced even New Orleans, because it well, it's very different than you think, because I could hear that in the back of my mind from my childhood, but it was, you know.
But it's not a pure French, but it's, again, it's not the same Cajun that you would hear in a lot of other places.
Correct.
So, yeah. But I have fun with dialects. I used to be good at it. I'm not sure I am anymore. But I love the New Orleans sound. It's just I love to hear people speak. It's a fascinating tongue.
Yes. And so for an hour when I'm on stage, I am speaking to the best of my ability with my God-given talent with this dialect that my grandmother had, because it is not a Southern dialect,
right,
or accent. It's very different.
Yeah.
So
tell me a little bit more about your, I guess, about the grandmother, first of all. She lived a long life?
Yes, she was 86 when she died, and she was born, as I said, in 1874, and in the monologue she gives reference to that, and that, you know, I was born 10 years after the Civil War. And so then growing up, she actually was reared by her grandparents. And that's a very big part of the story, because my great-great-grandfather was a judge in New Orleans, and quite a schnook.
Interesting term. Okay.
One author refers to Lucien as a notorious thug. So that was my great-great-grandfather. And so she grew up in the home with luxury and prominence, et cetera, and all that. And so I'm sure that formed this little prissy, sweet, spoiled person that my mother always referred to, that she was just grew up in the lap of luxury and she was indulged. And, well, that was no fault of my grandmother.
No.
And so, but the history behind then my great-great-grandfather, which comes into the story, is also, I mean, that's very interesting. So he was friends with Marie Laveau. Are you familiar with?
I'm familiar with, yeah.
Yes, the notorious voodoo queen.
Yes.
And he was intimate friends with her daughter. And that's another story. And so it was, I'm sure, a very interesting childhood that my grandmother experienced.
Well, I think just the South in the 19th century, and certainly New Orleans in the 19th century, there was a definite effort to become a society unto itself.
And correct.
Yeah. You must have fun writing this thing.
I did. In fact, when I began to write it, after I saw that vision and saw my little grandmother, I started writing. And when I would write, because I'm a very poor typist, I took trigonometry in high school, so I don't type very well.
Math skills and manual dexterity have nothing to do with each other.
Right. So I would be writing so rapidly that I couldn't even keep up with it. It would just pour into me. And then, of course, it was edited out and everything, but getting everything into the story, and then working through that, and then editing out some of the things that were not relevant to the story, it was a process. But yes, I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the research, researching the city during the time, the events that were going on, and events that my grandfather was, or my great-great-grandfather, May's grandparents, were involved with. And so it was very interesting. I loved it. But then, after I'd written it, when I began to first perform it, and beginning with my friend, who is a editor and a critic,
We need a few of those.
Right.
And sometimes critics are not always friends. But
right. Well, this was, I mean, this was incredible. And I literally, at times, would be practicing in my home and would just begin to sob because of the emotional impact. The emotion not only in the story, but as a child and not being with my grandmother and not, you know, I always believed that I would be fluent in French now if I would have been able to be with my grandmother. And so it's been very, very interesting for me as an adult. And as you get older, I think these things are more of an impact.
I think you're probably right. And I'm sure Giz will have just the right setting for you. I understand, Rashik, we're going to have Cajun food Friday night.
Yes, that's what I'm told. Well, praise God, I don't have to do the cooking. So
you can just get to do the enjoying.
Right.
So, first of all, your performance starts at 7 Friday night?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it, is it a ticketed event? Do we need
Yes, it is. The tickets are... I set none of this, but they're $10 for the performance, and it starts at 7, and it is approximately 64, 65, 66 minutes long, and so, and the food is separate.
Okay.
So someone can come at 5:30 and enjoy Giz's always good food, and then stay for the performance or just come to the performance. So,
well, I don't know what she will have, but I know it will be as authentic as you're going to find outside of the Crescent City.
Right, it will be. So, and she's fun. So.
Yeah, she is. She's a great host too and enjoys hosting things like this. You mentioned that you had a friend and critic who helped you along the way, but I want to at least give some credit. I'm sure your husband along the way gave was a big help too.
He was. I mean, he has been very tolerant to listen to this. He probably has a lot of it memorized by now. He's heard the story. And when we go to New Orleans now and visit with my cousins, then he hears all of this history again. And it's very, very interesting. I mean, it's, I'm not always in a good way because of the sins of my forefathers, but it is very, very interesting, and I really pray someday that it will be made into a movie. Whole story of my grandfather, great grandfather, and this era and everything. So,
is the story published? Can we get more information through some publication, or is it just in your monologue right now?
It's in my monologue. It's copyrighted. My monologue is, and however, I have more visionary thoughts in my mind for it to become a movie because people love this. It's real life and it encompasses real life on so many dimensions. Unplanned pregnancies, unplanned marriages, the loss of a child, a little baby at 14 months. Divorce. My grandparents were divorced in an era where divorce, especially among the wealthy, was just, it was an exception. So my grandmother went through all those things, but those things are relevant today and they're going on. I mean, it's all those emotions. So, and then the fracturing in the family of not, regardless of you, how an adult may feel against their parents or their in-laws, the importance of that child being with that grandparent. Because there is just that nurturing, that love, that education that you can learn from them. So.
Now, you're dressed right now in 2017 attire. I would imagine that when we see you Friday night, you will be much closer to 19th century attire.
Actually, when my grandmother died, she was in a very simple, when she was put in the coffin, not a casket, but a coffin mm-hmm. to comply with the regulations.
New Orleans has different regulations because correct. They're at sea level.
Correct. And she died in Texas, but you comply with the, since she's going to be placed mm-hmm. in the tomb. And so she had on just a simple little dress that she already had, and nothing fancy, very, very simple attire that she was buried in.
What's been the most fun part for you working on this?
I think the most fun has been performing it. And it becomes very emotional for me mm-hmm. when I'm on stage and I become emotional. Those are real tears. And I think that has been, and then the, because I've always loved acting, mm-hmm. and then now to be able to feel like that I am giving my little grandmother a voice. She was never able to really share these things, mm-hmm. and so to give a voice to her. And that has been just, you know, that is my mission.
Sure.
And for someone to hear that voice and then to perform it. And my goal is to perform it in New Orleans.
Well, we can share in that Friday night starting at 7 o'clock at the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey. Stop by sometime between now and then, get your tickets for the event, and make reservations for dinner, too. I don't know if it'll be crawfish etouffee or whatever, but I'm sure it'll be good, whether it's just shrimp gumbo and a little bit of chowder or something to go with it. But it'll be good.
Thank you so very much, Charlie.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in. And thank you for making your grandmother's story public. I'm sure it's been both an effort of writing and narrowing it down so that it's a good story to tell, but also a labor of love for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ann Knight with us this morning. She'll be performing Beyond the Tomb Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey. You'll enjoy yourself, and since high school football is all Thursday night, there's no reason for you not to be there on Friday. 52 degrees at 1400 K1.
Did you know more than 16 million Americans suffer from a chronic inflammatory skin condition called rosacea?